The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. Another unnumbered episode of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everybody? This is Kevin slip sliding away this morning. Let me think. It's Wednesday, February the 5th. And let me begin by saying that, quite honestly, in 30 years of running, I am certain that I've done some stupid things, at least related to running, related to life, but I'm only talking about running now. I know I've done stupid things, but I guess I'm just too forgetful to remember any of them that approaches what I did this morning. It's about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock in the morning. And I headed out this morning at my normal 5:20 and never should have stepped out of the door. Our weather around here had been pretty normal. I know you can hear what I'm stepping on here, so you know where this is going. Our weather had been pretty normal, although we had gotten a lot of snow. It had warmed up and gotten into the mid-30s for the past week, which melted pretty much all of the snow. We still had a few piles where you would expect it, at the side of the road where the plows had pushed some rather large stacks of snow up. We still had a few snowmen in the neighborhood, but honestly, they had melted to the point that they were just the bottom part of that. I think those are called, technically those are called snowmen butts. But anyway, it had been pretty good. My runs have all been halfway decent, and I just about fell. But last night, winter storm, what is it? The Weather Channel started naming their winter storms, which is annoying. Winter storm pain in the ass came through and dumped about, geez, I'd say 4 to 5 inches of snow, which I can deal with because the plows have been through and I'm in the street on a cul-de-sac here, and you know, there's no traffic at this time of the morning, but the nasty part is it's right there at the freezing temperature. It's 31 when I walked out of the house. This stuff's ice. And like a nut, I stepped out and knew it was rather slippery in front of my house, but I thought, I'm at the end of a cul-de-sac. When I get down to the main drag, it will get better. Certainly they will have salted the streets and things will be all right, but that was not the case. So I kept that up for about 20 minutes, hoping that I'd hit a street that was not icy, and that has not happened. So at the 20-minute mark, I decided to try to improve my brain and my decision making for the morning, and I stopped, and now I'm just walking home. I should not have stepped outside the door this morning. Made all the more stupider is the fact that I have a really nice treadmill and elliptical in my basement. Oh well, enough of the stupid Kevin stories. I guess at least I'm getting a few steps on my Fitbit this morning. Let's see, what did I want to talk about? There were a couple of things that were on my mind. First of all, for those of you listening in a somewhat timely fashion, I wanted to remind you all that Thursday night, tomorrow night at 6:45, Jeff Galloway is holding, I guess they're called a Google Hangout. It's a video chat kind of thing over at Google Plus. And he's got an announcement that he wants to make to the world, to the running world. And so I will put the link to that in the show notes of today's episode. I've also put it over at Facebook, on our Facebook page, for the Extra Mile Facebook, as well as the Extra Mile Galloway Edition Facebook. So it shouldn't be difficult to find. Probably the only thing that's going to be difficult to find is the time to sit down and watch it. I wouldn't expect it to be very long, probably half an hour, depending on some Q&A that might go on. Jeff's going to be making this announcement at his Fidipides store in Atlanta, where he has invited local runners to come by for some snacks and listen to the announcement as well. So, assuming that you have the time, grab your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, whatever, and check it out, see what he's got to say. Assuming that you do not or did not have the time, I am told that it will be available online to watch at a later date, and I will, of course, find that link and put that in the on the webpage and probably in our Facebook page. So, there you go. That's one idea. Here's the second one. And I'm going to segue a little bit to a rather serious topic that I've been thinking about for the last few days. I have a very close friend who had something tragic happen a few days ago. Actually, it was last Friday. He and I spoke on Saturday. And what happened was I have a who I would consider my best friend here in town. His name is Neil, and Neil has had a he's a accountant by profession, and has had his own firm for 28 years. The partner that he started this business with, his name's Al. Neil and Al started this business 28 years ago and have, you know, they had the rough times up front, but they're both smart people and have done a great job and have flourished pretty much for as long as I've known Neil, probably 20 of those 28 years. Al's 61 years old, exercises every day. Neil tells me he eats like crap. Kind of sounded like me sometimes, but in any case, last Friday morning, Al did something that he had never done in 28 years, and that is called in sick in the morning. Told Neil that he thought he had the flu, felt terrible, and was going to stay home. Well, that was odd for a couple of reasons. First, like I said, Neil tells me that Al, in the 28 years he's known him, has never once called in sick. The second thing is that this being February, we are smack dab in the middle of what an accountant calls tax season. And the firm has been working from the wee hours of the morning to the late hours of the evening, completing taxes at this busy time of year, and they'll continue that up until April the 15th, when the firm typically takes their employees out to a nice restaurant and they party the night away. So Al called in sick, and you can see where this is going. Al has no children, had been married for quite some time. His wife went to work, came home, and Al had left this world sometime during the day. We are all assuming that it was a heart attack, but Al passed away. So Saturday morning around 9 o'clock, I was in the playroom rolling around the floor with one of the kids, and my cell phone rang in the other room. My wife looked at it and, you know, called to me and said, "Hey, it's Neil." And I wasn't going to be able to make it to pick that call up before it went to voicemail, so I made some comment, "I'll grab it later." But as I played with my daughter, the thought struck me that something's wrong. Neil would not and has not called me on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for a long time. In fact, Neil and I, over the past, 8 months to a year, I don't want to say have grown apart, but we have not communicated with each other very well. We used to run together almost every day, talk to each other on the phone probably once a week, and then when this whole texting thing came up, we'd text each other quite a bit too. But for the past 8-10 months, I'm pretty much out of touch. And unfortunately, the only way I keep up with his life anymore is through Facebook, which I hate. That's an entirely different topic. But like I said, the thought struck me immediately, something's wrong. And then I called him back and found out his sad news. But here's my point. Besides the very sad fact of Al's passing, I had let, Neil and I had let our friendship grow into something that I would call a scary phone call friendship. You know? In other words, he calls me and immediately I get scared. I hate that. I hate that. Why in the world, one of my best friends called and I was scared? Do you have any relationships like that? Do you have any close friends who you perhaps have let slip away a little bit and haven't spoken to for quite some time? And honestly, if the phone rang right now, your first thought would be, "Whoa, I hope everything's okay." That's how Neil's relationship had become to me. And after going to my son's basketball game that morning and pretty much thinking about that all day, late in the afternoon, I called Neil. And, I had called him in the morning to get his sad news, but I called him back in the afternoon and told him how I felt and that I was sorry for letting that happen. So anyway, my point is, shame on me. I guess shame on Neil and me both, but I'm the only one I have control over. And I thought I'd bring it up just not in the way of preaching, but in the way of saying life is way too short, you know? Why in God's name did I let that happen? In fact, I'll share this. Sadly enough, I know I have an older brother who I have let become a scary phone call brother. And I'm going to change that too. In fact, I called him last night, but the call went to voicemail. So anyway, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on a lot of relationships like that. So that's all I got for this morning. I'm almost back home. I'm going to see if my snowblower will start and be in no hurry to get out the door on these roads this morning. I hope if this storm, pain in the ass is heading your way, you are safe and don't make any silly running decisions. That's all I got. Y'all be good. Be safe and enjoy your extra mile.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.